Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. And if you are listening to this episode, it is episode 100. Which means we are 100 episodes into this podcast. Crazy. And because of that, we wanted to do something kind of crazy to celebrate. And what that is we're basically going to break down our business models for you guys and really just be extremely transparent about the way that we do business, the way that we market, the plans that we've built to really support our revenue goals and our lifestyle goals. And I think that this will go in perfect conjunction with the previous episode where we were talking a lot about lifestyles and the whys and what you're wanting to create. We've been in this game for quite a while now and we can really, really enjoy the fruits of our labor. So that being said, Dan, you ready to dive in?
Yeah, let's do it. I think it'll be also really interesting to see the differences because we do have very different perspectives. We come from different places. And in many ways, we are on the complementary but opposite sides of the spectrum in the way that we do our business. So this will be fun.
Cool. Well, let's just break it down. If you want to, start with yours and we can kind of just like break down what that model looks like. I guess what we can do is we'll start with just giving you guys like who we work with, what we actually do, just a basic overview. And then like the way that we work with people and then the model that we have like for actually like scaling and what that looks like.
Yeah. So I have right now, as we speak, two different sides of my business. One comes in through Yelp. So it's local and it's been something that I've been building for a long time. And it's weird that life coaching on Yelp actually can work. And I've made a killing off of it. And the beautiful thing is there, I get a lot of people coming in. We'll talk about how to filter through that with more the model of it. But on that side, I work with business owners and I search for people who are more on the spiritual side, who are already somewhat successful. So they've been in business for a couple of years now. They are generating at least, let's say, 75K a year. And then honestly on that, it's just people I'm excited about working with. Right. And we find out that through the qualification steps and the sales call online, I am now cultivating, this is very fresh. Like I just made this pivot to working with coaches. And so I'm looking for coaches there who are close to the six-figure mark or just reached it and are looking to take themselves to that next level. What about you?
Yeah. So I have the two businesses. I have my personal brand and then I have a collaborative brand that I run with my business partner, Mel. And both businesses are focused on supporting female service-based entrepreneurs. So those women who can be in branding and web design, copywriting, and coaching are specifically our core focuses. We have a few outliers. We've had some photographers. We've had, what have been the other ones? Yeah, I'd say photography has been like the only real outlier aside from that. But basically, these women have businesses that have been established. They've been running them. They have an online component and are they're wanting to shift online and really wanting to scale it through the concept of marketing, branding, and embodiment. So my personal brand focuses a little bit more on the embodiment and marketing. The collaborative brand focuses more on marketing and branding and embodiment. And so we're actually in the transition right now where we are shifting the focus to just be on our collaborative brand. And I'm no longer allowing people for me to take them on as one-on-one clients. I've been creating this little bit of a separation and distance between myself and my clients because I really want to establish a little bit more of that expert positioning in the industry and just knowing how valuable my time has become as I've been in this space for a little while now. So really the only ways that clients are able to work with me at this point is through the group programs that we run. Otherwise, it's a much higher ticket to work with me one-on-one.
Yeah. When we're talking about our offerings, I have something similar. I have a group mentorship program that I run that is at a much lower price point than working with me individually. And the same thing. I am right around the corner from making another significant price increase just because, yeah, I mean, I've also, you know, been in this business for a while. The results are there. The testimonials are there. And my time is very valuable. And the demand justifies it. So yeah, it's getting to be harder and harder to work with me, which I'm totally okay with because I love my free time. And the group program is also evolving. It used to be open for just business owners of any kind, but I am about to do the very last round of that kind of program ever. And excited about that. I mean, I love this program. You know, the Abundance Amplifier has been really good to me and has been so fun with all the shifts that people are getting from it. And if you've heard some previous episodes, you'll see that, yeah, you know, it's time to pivot. Sometimes, you know, you find that for one reason or another, and it doesn't have to be that things aren't working. Things are working, and I'm moving on to things that are even more exciting. So some changes there, definitely. So we've covered who we work with, what we offer for them. Oh, you know what? Let's give you some more details. When you work with me individually, it's a 3-month thing. One session for an hour each every single week, either in person or over video. I have a lot of clients who have never, ever met in person. And then the online program, I keep it to 10 people or at least 10 people per wave so that I can really focus on everybody. It's a 3-month program as well with learn at home videos that are released every single week with a mastermind component over a video conference every single week with email support and sessions as well, shorter sessions, 15 to half an hour for those sessions that they have. It used to be for the previous offering, kind of changing things up now for this next one, they'd have 6 of them throughout their 3-month period.
Yep. So you actually did one-on-one inside of your group container.
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah. Just to make sure. Yeah. And it is a lot shorter because we don't need it.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing is, I've gotten, you know, I've honed my skills enough where, you know, you give me 15 minutes with anybody and just doing change work, that is way more than we ever need. And it's easy for me. 15 minutes is nothing. But for my clients, it's a big deal. And I love to be able to offer that kind of like real intense care.
Yeah. I love it. And diving into the context of our offers, if I do one-on-one with people, it's only people that are already at a place where they're making multi-six figures if they're not already at six figures, and because of the price point and what they need to have in place in order to really scale. And inside of that, yeah, it's typically around a 90-day sprint, depending on where they're at. And I only do 3 sessions a month. So it's a total of 9 sessions over that period. And the reason why is because the work that I do with my clients is very action oriented. So I find that they need a little bit of a break in between months to just be able to execute and implement everything that we are developing together. I don't do anything in person for my clients just because for me, energetically, it's not the best use of my time to be either communicating or having people in. I just prefer to be doing either video or phone calls. And then I manage all my clients through a platform called Slack. So one-on-one group, everybody's in Slack. It just makes life a million times easier because I do a lot of review work with my clients, whether it's copy, our images, our systems. And so inside of that, it's much easier to just communicate. And I have systems set up with that, Google Drive and Dubsado. So it's ways for me to actually track the progress that my clients are making. There are certain milestones that we hit based off of their business and the curriculum. And that way everything's just kind of like, boom, here's this, boom, here's this, boom, here's that. For the group container, we were running a 4-month container, but we brought it down to 3 months because we condensed the content. And this is a little bit of the pivot. So we were running it previously because all of the content had been pre-recorded and done where they had all access to it. And then there was the weekly group call that we were on. And then they have the Slack container. We're actually dripping the content because we're revamping literally all of the curriculum we've ever created. And we're basically redoing the entire program. So for this group, they're getting all brand new content and we're creating it week by week. And it's obviously drip for them. After this round, it's going to be all access for anyone that comes in. And we're actually converting our program into an evergreen model. So up until now, we've run the model of open-close enrollment, which can be great when you're starting out. But what we found is we want to create something where we don't have to wait for people to start at a certain date. We want to get out of having to do the launch, having to have these really intense marketing seasons. And we want to have a little bit more spaciousness and be a little bit more intuitive with our marketing. So we're stepping into turning it into an evergreen container. So basically anyone can enroll at any time, but we're setting it based off of a client capacity window. So when we hit our client capacity per round, then we close enrollment until basically the students graduate and we have space. So that's kind of how we're running our model there until we build team and we're able to scale our ability to actually serve more people at a time and then just consistently run it that way. The other thing that we're actually in the process of building out right now is a lower ticket offer. So our group program is our mid ticket and we're working on building out something that's a little bit different. It's definitely going to be probably around like the $500 price point. There's going to be a lot less touch points inside of it, but it's really to give people an experience of who we are, what we do, so that they can get a feel of that before making that giant leap into a multi-$1,000 program. So yeah, and then having that experience lead into our higher ticket program. And then the bigger vision, Demi, we can go into this one too, is ultimately we want to step into retreats and have that really be the core touch point for people to work with us. And that's really the direction where we're going, is scaling our group program to where we are inside of it, but in a limited way, and really just building the team to support that's going to be able to deliver the level of excellence that we've set as our standard. And then making those retreats be the thing that we're going to make really the core focus of our business moving forward. And then on the back end, a continuity program that we have that's already running and active, where clients can stay inside of our network. So it's not just a you graduate and then you're on your own, but you get to still be in our world.
Very, very cool. And yeah, I mean, the continuity program and the intro programs are two things that I've been mulling around as well. I think after I complete the pivot online, I think those are going to be the things that I get after as well. So let's talk lead gen real quick. So for me, again, you know, it's so funny. I didn't really have any lead gen for so long. It's kind of astonishing that I've been able to build a multi-six-figure business with like no business systems or marketing or advertising. I really built it. My only version of marketing for a long time was Yelp and just doing really good work and getting really good testimonials up on there. I tried Yelp ads and it made no difference. And so there it was referrals. It was people searching for me. And then I started building a presence online. And up until this point, that was more like nurturing or support. So people would go to Yelp and then they'd Google me and they'd see all the things that I've done and read some of my stuff. And that would help them make that decision. Now I am growing an audience and a following on Facebook and Instagram. I'm about to revamp my LinkedIn page and start posting there as well so that I will be able to have all sorts of social media channels. But it's not just about bringing leads in. They go to a landing page, whether it's from Yelp or whatever, to book a call. On that landing page, I have a video with a bunch of testimonials in it. I've got a bunch of written testimonials, a little bio on there. And when they click through that, it takes them to an application, a short application, where I ask them a bunch of qualifying questions. And there is also a video letting them know, like, hey, I'm going to be checking this. And if we're aligned, then you get a free session with me, a free consultation where we feel each other out. But really, I'm looking for alignment to see whether you're going to be a great client for me or not. And I don't have to work with everybody. So if it doesn't work out, it's okay. Send each other off with blessings and no harm, no foul. When they fill out the form, it takes them immediately to a scheduling page that is linked directly with my calendar on my phone so that it is really hands-off. And I go with the idea that I'm going to let them schedule and then check in. And if it's not of a good fit, then I'll redirect them to either someone else or, hey, best wishes, but I'm not your guy.
Okay, lead gen, where to start? Yeah, I guess all of our clients have come through Facebook and Instagram. We've built, and when I say we, I'm just referring to myself and my business partner. We've built a pretty great audience on both platforms. More recently, especially in this last year, Instagram has definitely become our favorite. We did have a Facebook group that we were running, but we haven't spent as much time nurturing it over the last few months just because we've been going through massive rebrands and pivots in just our direction. To give you some insight, we're on our third rebrand this year with our program. But I think this one's going to stick, so fingers crossed. And then, yeah, really the way that we do it is it's a lot of content creation. We're very, very big on collecting data and testing. everything that we teach inside of our programs is stuff that we've tested ourselves and in our businesses. So we really focus on different types of content, on different types of strategies, whether it's running a free challenge, whether it's doing Facebook Live trainings, whether it's doing a Zoom training, things of that sort. As far as list building goes, list building will basically be part of the free challenge and our Zoom and our, if we do something along the lines of like having a free piece of content, like a lead magnet, etc. So that would go into the list building. Personally, I am notorious for being terrible at nurturing my email list. So if you were on it, I'm sorry. Aside from that, yeah, those are really our core elements. We invested about $40,000 at the beginning of this year in Facebook ads. And though it may have contributed to some organic conversion, nothing directly converted from paid traffic. So we have a little bit of resistance when it comes to paid ads, just because, again, we invested in some high-level experts to support us inside of that and saw very little conversion. So really, the majority of our growth in the $60,000 launch and the $40,000 launch that we both had this year so far was all through organic social media marketing. That's it. This is fantastic. And then what we're building out right now is we are working on a few different things. So we're working on building out and automating our free challenge and the nurture sequence that goes into that, and then having that then correspond with our lower ticket offer that I mentioned previously, and then having that lower ticket offer then lead into our higher level group program, and then from there having that lead into our high-end retreats, and if we are contemplating this idea of like a mastermind, so we're not quite sure exactly what that next level is going to look like, but that's kind of the system that we're building out right now for lead gen.
Very cool. And then let's see, so we have our lead gen, we have various forms of qualification, which, by the way, if you're listening to this, if you have a business of your own, you're generating leads, qualify them. Not everybody is going to be someone who suits you, who aligns with you. Yeah, how do you do that?
This is a fun one. Like I mentioned, we are very experimental in our marketing. This last round, we tested just doing a direct purchase on our sales page. So we just built out our sales page. I have the advantage of having my business partner who is a branding and web design expert. So I just create the copy, she builds the web page, we get it done in 2 days. It's pretty great. And inside of that, we still enrolled, I want to say, 3 women who all paid in full. And I think I only had 1 sales call out of those 3 women. So yeah, that was really interesting to look at. In the past, yes, we've definitely run the model of having people apply, fill out an application, and then hop on a sales call. We were just kind of like over the sales calls. So we wanted to test not having to do them. It did work, but it was not, I would say, as high volume as I probably would have wanted it to be. Though I don't believe that was necessarily just because of the switch. I think it was more so because of the marketing that we didn't take as much action with. So I think that the direct sales page can work. The women that did enroll, they're all good fits for the program, which is awesome. We did a really good job of like nurturing and really pre-framing that through our social media marketing. But one thing that we are adjusting to is we're just switching up the process a little bit. So we're still going to have the pricing on our page. It's just not going to be on the sales page. It'll be on the following page. And we're probably going to really refine the application process and really just make it a lot less strenuous. And we're going to be hiring out sales. So we're planning on just outsourcing that component, because it's just not where either one of us really enjoy spending our time and our energy. So that's kind of more so our model for scaling.
Very cool. I still do sales calls. And eventually, yes, I will have someone helping me with that. So right now, my sales calls, believe it or not, they're 1 hour long. And it's that long because I want to really know and be totally confident that I can help this person overcome their challenges, achieve their goals. I fully understand them. They get where I'm coming from and they see the alignment, if it's there or not, and they understand why it's not, if it's not. And looking to the future, I'm going to consistently build. So all of this big pivot to work with coaches is moving towards eventually having my own academy where I'll have my own certification and have other coaches coming through. So then it's almost like the Tony Robbins model of eventually I'll have a bunch of coaches working under me, but instead of just going for as many coaches as possible, I'll be very, very strict with who I allow in, have it be very hard. the model that I'm going to be going for is not the certification programs that you see, whereas we certify everyone, you know, this is how many people we've certified, you know, a huge number. Mine is going to be, you know, I've certified 12, like that's it, because I wanted to make it very rigorous and then have coaches from various backgrounds or various goals who want to work with various different types of people. And one of them, or two of them, we'll see how many, they'll be trained up to have the similar kind of business, and then they'll do my sales calls for me. And so that's kind of the vision of the future business model as well.
Woo! So are you planning on starting with the coach certification program and then doing that first and then having that lead into you building team? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes, because through the certification program, I'll get a chance to see who's who and how do they learn and how do they work and all this other good stuff. And so that's going to be their interview. And then I see if someone is really, you know, looking to have a similar business, well, what a perfect lead in. They get all their skills and then, very much like you did, get paid to learn how to do this business, get paid to be mentored.
Yep. And then you're planning on running the certification training program.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, cool. Awesome. Is that what you're building out right now then?
The early stages of it. Yeah. It's exactly like all of this is moving to that big vision. And so this next program that I'm going to release after this one is only for coaches. And it's not going to have a business component because that's not my field of expertise. At first, it will be just mindset for the people who already have their systems. They want to make them work better. They want to, you know, open up their channels to be even more successful with everything they're doing. And then later on, I may look for a business partner as well, so we can expand it and then include business coaching in it, so we have the complete package. And that is a natural lead-in to a certification program.
I think of Sam Skelly, if you know of her, familiar with her.
Yeah.
So I think the program like Hungry for Happiness, similar kind of model where basically she did all of that and then built the training, teaching people how to do it and certifies them and teaches them how to build a business as certified Hungry for Happiness coaches, which is epic. So love, love, love the model.
That's cool. I didn't know that's what she's doing, but yeah, I mean, I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's definitely that piece that I like to lean into. And I think for us, it's more so we want to show people how to actually build businesses the way that we build businesses, which isn't for everyone. It's just the way that we like to do it and what works really well for us. And yeah, I think that's kind of the bigger vision, is really focusing on the embodiment component when it does come to scaling and marketing and getting beyond the six-figure mark, which I think a lot of people work so hard to get to. But how do you actually get beyond that and do it in a way that feels really good, that is actually congruent with how you want to experience your life? And that's a lot of what I've been exploring right now and really doing my research with potential mentors who are in the eight-figure and multi-eight-figure game, right? And they're playing at that level and really, really looking for a different paradigm of business and the way that we're going to be doing everything. So yeah, that's kind of the big focus. And other than that, really my strategy moving forward is a lot more focused on video content. I've been toying with the idea of potentially starting a YouTube channel. I'm not 100% certain, just because YouTube culture can be very toxic just in the comment sections of YouTube videos. And so it's something that I'm exploring the possibility of, but haven't quite landed on. I know for me personally, and one of the things that I've been pre-framing for a lot of clients is how important video content is going to be moving forward. I'm really being able to create really beautiful, high quality content and making that the focus for clients and for your audience as far as consumption and lead gen goes.
Love it. Is there anything else we want to unload? And guys, we just gave you all of our business models, every single step of it and where we're going. And both of us have thriving businesses and lifestyles. I mean, these business models have helped us just create these, you know, sometimes I have these moments of like, this is almost too good to be true kind of lifestyle. So I hope that you're really paying attention and getting some ideas, maybe comparing it to what you're doing or what you want to do to give you some ideas. Again, not to say that what we're doing is the right way. They are possible right ways for you. Things for you to toy with and test, right? Remember, you got to test it and see whether it's right for you. Just because it's right for us does not mean it'll work for you or it'll be right for you. But I hope that you got a lot of juicy information out of that.
Yeah, and I think the biggest piece is you've got to figure out like what works for you and be willing to experiment. That was probably the biggest lesson that Mel and I have had this year is how much we've been playing with different ideas and exploring new possibilities and testing all of these different things. And Dan, it sounds like you're doing something similar where, you know, it's testing this, it's testing that, exploring this, exploring that. And you have a very surface level understanding inside of this conversation. There's so much more that goes into building all of this out and tying all these pieces together, which is the other piece I want to just allude to. So yeah, I think in regards to all these pieces, I hope you guys enjoyed this and just got a really good insight into like what we're doing, how we're planning on scaling, what that looks like. I know for me personally, it's a heavy emphasis on team and on really refining and optimizing our core curriculum for our program and our methodology and what we want to be known for. So that's kind of what we've got to share.
Yeah. Well, guys, if you got a lot out of this, please share it out, take a screenshot, put it up on your Instagram and tag us, or visit iTunes and give us those 5 stars and a review. We'd love all the feedback and all the help spreading this information.
Yeah. And if you felt in resonance with either one of us and you have questions or you want to know more about what we do or how we do it, feel free to reach out. We are happy to answer any questions and support you in any way and give you any references or any kind of feedback that you feel you need. So. Sending you all so much love. Thank you for tuning in.
See ya.